1,000 early childhood teachers have so little confidence in the learning centres, the early learning centres they work in, that they wouldn't send their own children there. The teachers were among 4,000 who responded to a survey by the organisation Child Forum. They reported problems including too much noise, too many children and too much focus on profit. John Gerritsen is our education correspondent and joins us now. John.
Good morning.
Good morning. So bad that they wouldn't send their own children.
Yeah, that's right. The question was, would you send your own children to this centre that you work in or one like it? And a quarter of the respondents said no, they wouldn't. Now, comments in the survey indicate the sort of main thing that's going on there is a concern about too many children in a small space with maybe not quite enough teachers. So teachers were talking about crowding, about not having enough time to concentrate on the individual needs of the children around them. Look, one of them was calling it crowd control. Another said their centre was like a prison. And another said, look, I had to concentrate so much on the children who are biting and hitting that the quiet ones are missing out. 11% of the respondents, of the 4,000 respondents, said their centre usually runs out of ratio. And what that means is they have fewer teachers working with the children than the legal minimum. And the way this is done is by writing on the paper returns showing how many teachers there are and including someone who's maybe working in an office at the time. So that's the sort of thing that they are complaining about. Yeah.
Pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, it's certainly worrying. I mean, I must say, this isn't a representative survey. It was not a random sample, but people were invited to respond. And, of course, the majority, three-quarters of the respondents said they were happy with the centre they were at. But still, 1,000 teachers saying they're unhappy is pretty significant. And it comes as complaints to the Education Ministry have been going up over the years. So, yeah, definitely something to take seriously. And especially when you think about early childhood involving very young children and a really critical stage in children's development.
So what's going on here? Is it resourcing? Is it just areas that are stretched? What do you think?
Well, certainly from talking to teachers over the years and looking at reports like this, it seems that some centres are really feeling the pinch. Teachers have said to me often that they feel the people who own the centre they work in are too focused on in profit. But I must add, I do know people who own centres who are not taking any profit, in fact, not even paying themselves, so that they can get through rough times because with COVID and so forth at the moment, there are often a shortage of children and some centres are finding it hard to make ends meet.
How do you think this will go down then in government?
Well, the message to government from Child Forum is you're listening a lot to organisations that represent centre owners. You need to start listening to teachers because one of the things that's coming through is teachers are seeing problems that are not being reported in the official record. Someone needs to be talking to them to find out, well, you know, what effect are your policies happening? How is this playing out? And I know from personal experience talking to teachers anonymously, they're too scared to complain sometimes. They really feel there'll be a backlash, that it'll be too easy to identify that they're the one making the complaint. And so there are some barriers there to getting the full picture.
Mm. Now, it is also, the first day of NCEA exams?
It certainly is. 140,000 teenagers. Getting themselves
ready.
I've got
one.
Yeah, yes, I've got one as well.
One in exams.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, the exams are starting. Interesting fact this year is quite a lot of them are going to be online. About 35,000 students out of the 140,000 will be doing at least some of their exams online. But, look, the big thing looming over all of this year is the impact of COVID. No one's quite sure how that's going to play out. I've talked to teachers who've said, kids are fine, my students are doing well. I've talked to others who said, really worried some of these young people haven't had enough time to prepare and they're stressed out. So it's a very,
yeah,
very varied
impact. And the other
thing
is, what happens if there is a lockdown in the middle of it?
Yeah, the NZQA has said, look, at level three, we will still have the exams. So that's clear. No mention of level four, but yeah. Certainly levels one, two,
but
and three.
But that adds to the stress. I mean, it does. You know, if you've got that hanging over you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's worrying some principals is that teenagers are going to be thinking about these what-ifs and so forth, and then also the stress in their own communities and in their own families, and that's going to affect their performance. We don't know until it all happens. Who knows?
John Gerritsen, our education correspondent, thank you very much for that.